Case 11, Heikigan Roku, Blue Cliff Record. Wang Po instructed the assembly, "You are all gobblers of dregs. If you keep going on your way like that, when will you be able to have today? Do you know that in this great empire of Tang, there is not a single Zen teacher?" Then a monk came forward and said, "What would you say to those who direct their assemblies and lead their followers in various places?" Wang Po responded, "I do not say there is no Zen, but there is no teacher." When the Buddha is asked by Bahiya what his instructions are, he says, very, very straightforward, and I brought this up before, "Bahiya, you should train yourself thus. In the scene will only be what is seen. In the heard will be only what is heard. In the sensed will be only what is sensed. In the cognized will be only what is cognized. Practicing in this way, Bahiya, you will not be because of that. When you are not because of that, you will not be in that. When you are not in that, then you will be neither here nor beyond nor in between the two. Just this is the end of suffering." Notice what Shakyamuni Buddha is doing. Is he teaching? "No Zen teaches," says Wang Po. "No one who can teach you, anyone, Zen. The Buddha can give instruction, but he can't teach the end of suffering, except to manifest the end of suffering." I brought up this Bahiya Sutra before because in one way it's very simple and straightforward. It's a sutra that in a way this is someone who's coming to the Buddha and has never seen the Buddha before and says, "You must teach me what you are doing, expressing, being." And the Buddha gives simple instructions of what to do. And then it is said, Bahiya went off and did it and quickly, completely awakened. In fact, so quickly so that by the time this occurred while the Buddha was out begging for food, by the time the Buddha came back to his assembly, to the group, other people who practiced with him, he told them, "There's someone to go take care of who got killed," which was Bahiya. It is said in the sutra he got killed by a mother ox, a female ox. I don't know if the word ox is appropriate for a female, but in any case, because he got somehow between her and her calf. And so in that short time from when he left the Buddha, He practiced for a short time walking and instantaneously realized for himself this end of suffering, manifested for himself this awakened love. What does it mean when Wang Po says, no Zen teaches? Not no Zen. He says, I do not say there's no Zen, just that there's no teachers. No teachers. If you think, believe you're going to get something from someone else, you are a gobbler of dregs. Gobbler of dregs is someone who, I assume you know what dregs are, but maybe I shouldn't explain it. It's dregs and lees is the leftovers when you ferment or make something. Could be for turning soybeans into tofu, or when you make yogurt out of milk and some sort of yogurt starter, or even when you brew something like beer, I suppose wine too. It's what's left over after the main item has been removed. So it's what's left over in the pot, in the container, maybe a little bit of substance. Maybe it's just on the walls. In other words, you miss the main course. You miss what this is all about. Instead, you have a few words and ideas that you carry around, but you don't live this end of suffering. You don't live Zen. You don't live who you are, because you are caught up in the words. And then, as the Buddha says, you build therein, thereby, because of, that's, instead of just cognizing, sensing, hearing, seeing, you say, therefore, that must mean, I should do, thereby, I could have, I couldn't have, it's not fair, all the added commentaries which keep us from being exactly where we are, and instead create dukkha, which is suffering, unsatisfactoriness. All the things that we do, which we think is natural and important, all that we add on to what we see, hear, sense. Notice the Buddha's point there, sensing, even cognizing. Thoughts are just thoughts. Feelings are just feelings, except when we become caught by them, when we build on them in ways that justifies all sorts of things and takes us away from being this moment. Instead of being as is, as he is, she is, you are, we add, believe all sorts of other things. So all of our teachers, if we maybe shouldn't call them teachers, but anyway, the word teacher, assumes that they have something that they're going to give us. And if we can copy that, repeat that, then we'll know. See, you know very well. Your job is to appreciate your life. Maizumi Roshi used to encourage us all the time, appreciate your life. Suzuki Roshi often liked to say, things as is, not things as they are. Are is myriad things that we believe about myriad things. The thereby's, therein, therefore's. That's the dregs of reality that Wang Po is cautioning us. That isn't what it's about. You're not coming here to get something else. If you're coming to try to get something else from anyone else, or even from yourself, from your thoughts, from your feelings, then you miss seeing right now, sensing right now, hearing right now, even simply noticing a thought arising and passing. Instead, we build all sorts of things upon them. We miss right here. As Soen Roshi sometimes said, all is awakened as is. All is realized as is. As is right now. If we add on to that, as I am and not you, then we've already poisoned ourselves and poisoned the universe. Poisoned ourselves and poisoned the universe. That's the gobblers of dregs that Wang Po is cautioning us. You'll never have today because you're in yesterday and tomorrow and what you should and shouldn't. There is no teacher to look for outside, outside your life, outside this moment. Outside this moment as is, there is no one, no thing to get. You're become preoccupied by ideas. That's why caught in thoughts and dreams. Going here and there, looking this and that. No one else can give you your very life. If you want to call it Zen, fine. No one else, and there's no one else who can confuse it except you. Except you, if you go looking for it in your, what you build therein, thereby, therefore, should, shouldn't. So whether it's ideas or people or things that you use to filter and miss this moment, whether it's so-called before or after that's coming in one direction or another, then you're never here. You miss your very life. When will you have today? When will you have right now? The whole of our practice, in a way, is to enter hearing, seeing, sensing, cognizing, right here, right now. Thank you.